What a wonderful song right there by Megan Woods, and what a great reminder to that person that you see in the mirror is one who is truly loved by a perfect God. Hey, it is 6:12 right now. This is Kinship Radio. Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Running behind.
Don't panic. It's okay. Because it's a special day. At least you're going to tell me right?
I have not run across a day that didn't have a holiday of some sort.
Have to celebrate something.
And I will be flabbergasted if that happens. what day is it? The game we play every weekday morning at 6:10. So I took a look at the list of different holidays that happen on March 4th. Quite a few, actually. In fact, today is Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not one of the ones on my list because Beth would know that one.
I know that one.
So we have National Grammar Day.
Oh.
Avoiding embarrassing mistakes to presenting ourselves in the best possible light. Grammar plays a vital role.
Sure.
And I just messed up the grammar of that sentence. So,
sure.
And I know you love grammar.
Oh, boy, do I.
And somehow you're paired with me in the morning. Anyway, we have a National Bad Idea Day. We've all had moments where we thought, this is going to be great.
This is not good.
To realize that, in fact, it was a terrible idea.
Okay.
Usually that realization comes too late. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a belly flop on the floor. Yeah.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
It hurt.
Bad.
And then we have National Pound Cake Day.
Mm.
There was a point in time when desserts were only slightly different than bread. And that's where the pound cake hails from. So.
Okay.
A good moist sour cream pound cake sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. What a selection. I'm entertained by them all.
Oh, good.
I really am. I'm really in the mood for cake.
Mm.
Can't get enough this week for some reason. I wonder why.
Is there chocolate pound cake? I don't even know. I know you like chocolate a lot. And cake I don't usually consider being chocolate.
Yeah. There must be.
I'm sure someone has tried to mix those combinations.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, just a little cocoa powder, I think you'd do it. But there's that. It could be a good idea, but that wouldn't fit National Bad Idea Day.
Uh-huh. Bad idea.
But that could be a very entertaining holiday. I wonder who would put that one together. How do you celebrate that? How do you celebrate National Bad Idea Day?
How many bad ideas can we have to celebrate this day?
This sounds like a reality show.
A good idea or a bad idea?
Reality shows, I mean, just in general.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Everyone presents their idea and they decide whether it's a good idea or a
bad
idea. And only the bad ideas move on.
Yeah.
And at the very end, they have to do the bad idea.
Yeah. And you get the worst idea award.
We better patent this fast.
Yeah, no kidding. It's probably already been done.
Probably.
Okay, and then National Grammar Day. Yeah. Yeah, those are the days when I sit at my desk and just cringe.
Mm. Every time I send her an email. What are you doing?
That was a bad idea.
I see your point, Ryan. However, have you ever considered English as
exactly.
a language?
Anyway. Are you sure you want that conjunction there? There's that. All right, which day? Boy, you know, a couple of these. Oh, no. I believe a couple of these. I really do.
Uh-huh.
And they're not the ones that I would think. I'm going to say you made up National Pound Cake Day.
You think I made up National Pound Cake Day?
Incorrect.
Oh, you didn't.
Nope, I didn't. That's today.
It's today.
Celebrate the pound cake.
Really? See, where you said it was only slightly different than bread, I'm like,
a good pound cake tastes way different than bread.
Yeah.
But it looks like bread.
It does look like bread.
It's sweet.
It cuts like bread. Yeah.
It's a weird sandwich could be made with it.
Okay. So then I have to choose between grammar or bad ideas.
Did I mess with you by picking grammar, which you love?
Yeah.
Or did I just think, you know what? Bad ideas.
Okay. I'm going to say then you made up National Bad Idea Day.
Woohoo! There you go.
Yep.
That.
See, that would be a day that I could see like a group of college friends just putting together on some
bad idea day.
Bored evening. It's like, oh yeah, we need something to do.
Okay, at 9 a.m. we're going to do this bad idea.
And yeah.
At 11 a.m.
Oh, I got a whole bunch of bad ideas. Let's just do them all in one day.
Well, the dunk tank into sauerkraut at noon, you know, just so
cool. But I've always wanted to do a dunk tank.
I have. It's worth it. Anyway.
But sauerkraut, that's an interesting twist.
That
and
I have
a
not
bad
done.
Idea.
And a bad idea. Which, it's not bad idea day until we, I don't know who we have to get the, how do we push these days forward? We still have not figured that out.
Yeah. What council do you have to approach in order to make this a thing?
Well, celebrate your pound cake and making sure your grammar's okay today. Those days were real.
Okay.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. Here's new today, Micah Tyler, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.